Richie talked a little bit about this last week, and I really like this challenge. I think this is a challenge that we need to take on as a church, as a way of life. Faith. The reason we're here is based on faith. Without faith, we're nothing. Fitness. We're here 5 days a week. Anybody wants to join us? I mean, we have the same group that comes 5 days a week. The same people are here. Finances. The Lord tells us to tithe 10%. That's not asking too much. Guess what? What's in your pocket? 90%, right? So he's only asking for a little bit. And then fellowship. We have our little geriatric breakfast that we try to get together with Ellen and Gary and Sharon, anybody else that wants to join that we think is can make it. So my point is, you can't just do it one time. Well, I tried tithing for 30 days and it just didn't work. Or I tried working out for a week and I just didn't see any results. Well, you know what? You're not going to see results. Consistency. Time. I can tell you a story about two kids who came together as teenagers, had nothing. And the Lord blessed them. And now they really want for nothing. But it's consistency. It's living the principles that God has laid out. The world says for finances, put away, put away. The Lord says give to people, see a need and meet it. It doesn't make any sense to us as human beings to think that way, but I'm here to tell you as an example that it works. Because I didn't have any money and I would buy people lunch. I was given $20 for 2 weeks between paydays. I wasn't eating nothing in the army. And 2 days later, I was asking the boss for money. She said, I gave you $20. It only cost you a couple of dollars to eat lunch on base. So-and-so didn't have any money. This one didn't have any money. I gave it away. She's like, you don't have it to give. I said, well, I did, and now it's gone. So I guess I'm going hungry. It's peanut butter and jelly. But my point is the consistency. And that brings us to the freedom. It gives us freedom. So I think as a church, not just a 30-day challenge. I think we should put this as a challenge, as a way of life, to stay fit, to stay locked in our faith, and to have that fellowship, just bond with people. And then the finances, tithe. That's all the Lord's asking of you. And if you see a need, meet it. Tithes and offerings. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to give to the church, in my opinion anyway.